Just go ahead. Okay, a bit of a crispy signal, lots of snap, crackle, and pop, but we got you on the paper there, Renee, and we'll try and pick you up in the second round. Maybe it'll be a little bit better. Yeah, we'll give you a shout in the second round. All right, let's get some more check-ins.
Echo, Victor Echo 7, Tango, Echo, Tango.
Okay, double-double, but out of that I got Chuck, B7, Tango, Echo, Tango. Who is the other?
Echo 7, Lima, Golf, Tango.
Oh, okay, there's Larry, got you. All right, anyone else?
All right, time to bust everyone out of the water there. Victor Echo 7, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo, with a gigantic 10 watts out of my handheld.
Okay, well, the 10 watts is definitely doing the job there, Valentin. All right, we'll just hold it there for a minute. Back to Chuck, B7, Tango, Echo, Tango.
There you go. It takes two to tango. We got two tangos on here. Next tango is 7-3 to him. And 7-3 to you, Bob. Thanks for doing the net. Strive here in Fit Meadows. So enjoy the chaos. There you go. 7-3 all.
Organized chaos. Okay, thanks, Chuck, and thanks for giving me a shout this morning. We had 23 check-ins on the health and welfare net. All right, over to Larry, B7, Lima Golf, Tango.
Good afternoon, Bob. It's been a while since I've heard you out here. I've been working, getting off at 1 o'clock. So I'm not out in the car or anything when the chaos is on, but I made it this time, so there.
Okay, well, we got you this time. Yeah, I was away for about a month there, but I've been home for a little over a month now, but thanks for checking in with me.
Hey, have a good one, Bob, and I don't think I'll make it for the second round, but have a good one.
Oh, yeah, it's working out pretty well. Got a North Shore Club meeting tonight, sort of the final meeting to get our iron out any details about getting organized for field day. All right, lucky number 13 is Valentin, D7 Zulu Fox Romeo.
Hey, Bob, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my check-in. Yeah, very lucky. I've been trying to check in there like four times before this, and I was always getting doubling with someone, so yeah. But anyways, I got through, and that's what matters. I'm working on my the second Yagi here. We want to make two more of them, and while my friend is away, I'll work on them myself and hopefully finish them before he arrives so we can move on to other projects.
Okay, now that's the 70-centimeter Yagi.
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, well, good luck with that. I have a 2-meter four-element Yagi, which I keep vertically polarized, but it seems to have a pretty good match even on 70 centimeters. I don't know what the lobes are like, but it does seem to work anyway, so we'll use it. Anyway, pick up in the second round if you're there. All right, it's Bob B7RPX. It's the Thursday Chaos Net. Looking for more check-ins. Okay, kind of crackly there. Ending in Tango.
Is Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango? Can you hear me?
Okay, got you now. BA7 Golf Lima Tango, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bob, and everyone on the net. Just heading on my way back up to Kelowna, so I'll be checking in on the Rainbow Country Net on Echo Link tomorrow. And I just happened to turn on the radio and heard you guys talking. I thought I'd check in.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Stuart will take good care of you when you check in there tomorrow on Rainbow Net. Okay, anything else before I carry on here?
No, that's it for me. It's Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango, 7-3.
Okay, good stuff. stuff. Sounds like you're mobile there. All right, looking for further check-ins. Okay, definitely mobile there. I got to apologize. The audio on this radio is not very good, so sometimes I have to ask for it again. So, who was that there? Ending in Alpha. Yeah, there was a station ending in Alpha trying to check in there. Give it to me again. Okay, well, we'll just put a big question mark there. All right, looking for any more check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in. You go right ahead.
Yeah, not much to say. Just getting ready for a trip. Topped up my truck. I only thought it was going to be a couple of bucks, but I had three quarters of a tank, and it took $55. I wasn't expecting that, but gotta get a full tank of gas. Check the oil. I was a little bit low on oil, so I put what I had in my truck in it, and that topped it up. So now I've got to go and buy another couple liters of oil just to have, just so when I am low, I can top it up. Other than that, just driving along here.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, well, I just had the band service there last week, or just a few days ago, and it's not leaking oil at all, at least where I park in the underground there. There doesn't seem to be any little splashes of oil, so that's good. And I had to fill up with gas the other day. What used to be a Husky station called a Canco, which is quite common in Alberta. They had the cheapest gas at $1.89, so I thought I better fill up.
Yeah, that's what I did. We've got two Chevrons within a block of each other, and then a Wesco, and I just ended up going with the Wesco. It was $1.87, so that's why I was surprised it was so expensive. I didn't think it was going to be that much for just a quarter tank of gas.
Oh yeah, practically have to mortgage the farm nowadays. Anyway, fortunately the prices do seem to be coming down, and I think the feds are offering a reduction or elimination of one of the taxes to take effect on Canada Day, so that'll help a little bit more.
Oh, that'll be nice for sure. Anyways, Bob, I'll let you get on with the net. Yeah, glad I finally checked in. Give me a call in the second round. I might be around. Yeah, give me a shout, and if I'm there, I will answer for sure.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I'll give you a shout out for sure. Okay, let's see who's going to be lucky number 13 here.
Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Echo Sierra.
Okay, there's Darren, and thanks for checking in with me this morning. You are lucky number 13 today. Go ahead.
It's actually pretty good. I'm just leaving work now. I got to go meet my oldest for dinner tonight, Matt. So I'm just trying to leave 76 and King George right now and trying to make it out to Abbotsford and the old part of Abbotsford. So I'm going to see how long that's going to take me.
Okay, well, hopefully traffic will be moving along. And, oh, I should learn how to count properly. You're not lucky number 13. You're actually sweet 16 here, so we're doing okay. All right, and yeah, we had 23 check-ins on the health and welfare net this morning, so thanks for coming by.
I
just quickly, Darren,
I got the radio back. I got my truck
here.
Back, so
only,
I got my
main
radio.
I'm at
a bigger radio in the
York,
truck another.
Headed
so
to the Lord
I'm
Hill
able
there.
To actually call out that instead of the handheld net, because the handheld, you kind of get very spotty in that in certain areas and that, so. Yeah, all right. I'm going to go back to listen for a bit. I mean, if you're going to do the round two and that, I'll see if I'm around for that or if I don't get sidetracked somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Maybe when I get to about 20 on the paper, we'll do a run-through for those who've checked in already. All right, let's see who else is out there.
Victor Papa again.
Okay, recheck for Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Darren, I'm at 72nd King George, headed to the Lordco there, so I'm just a couple blocks away from you.
Well, that's pretty good, because when you're on King George, is actually moving pretty good. I'm going down to 88 in that there, so that's the direction I'm going, because I'm going to be heading out to Highway 1.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we were going to pass each other. I'm heading in the same direction as you, so I guess not. Okay, just wanted to throw that in there. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, yeah, throw it into the mix, see what happens. All right, it's Bob Eason and our picks. This Thursday Chaos Net, I was a little late to the party today. Had to deal with the dog, but there you go. You got to see them when they're available. So, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Lima Delta, Portable.
Okay, the Victor Alpha station, just give it to me again and go ahead.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Lima Delta, Portable.
Okay, it's all yours, go ahead.
This is for Blast, Victor Lima, Victor Alpha 7, Victor Lima Delta Portable. Not sure if I'm coming through.
Pretty good. I can tell that you're mobile, but we got pretty good copy. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Hi, this is Blast. Just on my bicycle and testing a new radio, so I heard you guys that you're running a net, so I tried to call in and I'm obviously getting through. I'm near Oak Ridge and testing Red Devi's RT22, tiny 2-watt radio.
Yeah, well, that's like a little Baofeng handheld that I have, which is also just 2 watts. And amazingly enough, it does actually work pretty good.
I guess the reception is better than transmit because it has just 2 watts. I'm not sure how many watts is repeater going out, but I'm sitting by listening you guys while riding my bike around.
Yeah, okay, well, you're on your bike, be careful with all the traffic whipping in and out at this time of day here.
Definitely, I have the radio hanging on my on my hoodie. So just listening, and right now I'm standing still. So 73 for now, and this is Victor Alpha 7, Victor Lima Delta, to all you guys.
Okay, good stuff. And you say you just came across this net. It is also Mondays at 4 o'clock as well, twice a week. Okay, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
There we go, one of the regulars, VA 7, Echo Fox, Fox. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for doing that here. Yep, got a little Thursday afternoon chaos here, trying to work my way down 99 after the Tunnel of Doom, as Hiroshi would say, and just clogged with traffic. I'm not sure what's going on, if it's construction or... But we're just kind of crawling along here.
Well, I had to go out earlier up a street in North Van here called Chesterfield Avenue, and they were blacked, but they were backed up for blocks. I couldn't believe it. I thought, what is it, Friday night before Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. North Van is smooth, especially for summertime. And even with all the construction stuff going on, it's been fairly smooth, but something's going on today. We're just crawling along here, so I'm sure I'll eventually see what's going on as I work my way up to it.
Yeah, well, speaking of Christmas, hey, only 6 months from today. Anyway, well, I think where there's going to be a lot of traffic out backed up will be next Tuesday afternoon before Canada Day, so Be warned. Okay. Thanks for checking in. We'll pick you up in the second round if you're available. So, looking for further check-ins. Anyone else for today's Chaos Net? Okay, well, we haven't quite reached 20, but maybe we'll just do a dotted line under Echo Fox Fox and do the second round. So that would, of course, be Hiroshi, VA7, Lima, Echo Tango.
Well, good.